On this week of Digital Bath, we talk about delays. Eventually, maybe. Welcome to the Digital Bath Podcast. Today we have the four horsemen of the apocalypse. We're all here. We got Chris.
Hi, I'm also a horse.
You're a Nick.
Horse? No, I'm just
Hi, I'm also a horse.
Dakota.
I'm a little baby horse.
I don't like that.
That's not good. Don't
you're
use
not
that.
Baby horse host. That's hard to say. Jesse here. And we're talking about our favorite delays in the video game world.
Our favorite delays.
No, I'm just saying it's our favorite topic, clearly. Delays. Well, Nick, this was your idea. Yeah. So you're going to start off with what about delays made you want to talk about this tonight?
Wait a second.
Oh, we got to do the...
No, hold on.
Was that a delay? Is this
yeah,
a delay
we're good.
Right
okay,
now?
Yeah, okay. God,
sorry,
I thought
delay.
You were going to say I just farted or something. No, I would never give you such
first,
a courtesy.
Let's clink our drinks. There it is. Another delay for the episode.
Why do I feel like this is going to be a theme tonight?
This whole episode is all about things of that nature.
Ooh, this is funky. I'm drinking a Heavy Melon from Belgium Brewing.
And I'm drinking a Summer Bliss from New Belgium.
That's good. That tastes
tropical
like
wheat.
Look at this.
Damn.
Raspberry lime mojito. Crooks and Markers. Zero sugar.
Ooh, this is good.
Do you like watermelon, Jesse?
I like just normal Jesse, but I'll take watermelon version. You want me to try it?
No, fucker. This COVID's a thing. I'm just saying the next one you have.
Okay, describe your drink. Delayed reaction. Let's go.
Sorry. I'm never had it, so I'm trying Twisted Tea, but ooh. I'm doing Arnold Palmer.
I like
Twisted
those. Tea.
You know when the best? You know when those are the best?
I have a hard
right
time saying Arnold Palmer.
Arnold
guy.
That's hard.
Arnold Palmer.
I'm looking for Arnold Palmer.
Like, do you have to think about it when you say Arnold Palmer?
Arnold Palmer.
I just say Arnold Palmer. Like
Arnold Palmer.
I don't really
just go for it.
I can see how that'd be Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
Like when someone
I have
like,
a lipoma.
Have you ever had that sauce? You know the
the Worcester.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
No. I can say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
What's his name? Says Worcester. So say Worcester.
Worcester.
The Ramsay.
Yeah.
The Ramsay.
If Ramsay says Worcester, Worcester's good. Worcester's
that's
good.
True.
Anyway,
true.
Delays.
So we've delayed this long enough.
We have.
So, I mean, obviously, we talked about tropes last week, or you guys talked about tropes last week. Obviously, delays are basically like an actual trope that happens in real life all the time. We kind of expect it. I mean, when a video game is announced, especially a popular one or a very anticipated one, we're like, okay, so they gave us a release date. We can expect that to be pushed back. Probably 1 to 3 more times at minimum.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think that really started until like end of the 360 era. I feel like most of the time if something got announced, it came out within, you know, the year.
Or it didn't come out ever.
True.
I don't think there was any middle ground.
Like yeah, Final Fantasy, what was the one that took forever?
Type 15? Zero?
15.
Oh, 15.
Well, that was a
it
different
was,
game first.
It was Final Fantasy versus 13.
Yeah.
Is what it was called.
Yeah. And then they... Remember the numericals changing to 15?
But I don't remember like Gears of 3 being announced and me being like, gee, when is this game going to come out? It was like out the next year.
There was a few delays. I remember, I believe the first Halo was delayed.
The first Halo?
Yeah, the first Halo was delayed. They originally had a tentative date. It wasn't like an exact release date. They had a tentative date. And then their second date, it came out. But still, they were like, yeah, it should be out like quarter 2. And it never did. And
I thought
it was
Halo 2 that got delayed.
Halo 2 got delayed as well.
Just
see,
Halo.
I don't remember that.
Halo gets delayed. Apparently.
I just remember reading EGM.
I don't think Halo 3 got delayed.
And being,
I think it's the last one since 2.
Hmm. Probably. But I mean, there were delays that happened in the past, and it didn't happen as often, but...
Maybe it wasn't just as publicized, because like I don't remember any of the Halos being delayed until the most recent one.
Yeah, it probably wasn't, but I remember reading a story about it and being like, oh, that's interesting. But... Yeah, it delays, we kind of expect them these days on almost every video game that's announced, really, unless it's a smaller studio and it doesn't have that AAA flair to it. It's probably going to get delayed.
And not all delays are publicized either. It's not 100% proven, but Elden Ring has had 3 soft delays in the background. So some people, they just don't even touch the release date because, I mean, they just have those delays.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've come to the realization for myself that sometimes I kind of like delays. And the reason is because when we get a big announcement of this huge game coming out soon, and they're like, oh yeah, it's coming out, like what Fallout did. It's coming out this November, right? When they talked about it at E3, should have been delayed.
Could have come
out. I don't think delay would have changed that game at all. I think that came out the way they wanted that game to come out.
76?
No. 4. No, I think they wouldn't have changed the game in the way the game is, but I think they could have fixed a lot of problems that it had initially.
Make
when
it
first...
fun, because I don't think that was... that wasn't the problem. I don't think Fallout 4 was as bad as the release of 3 or New Vegas was.
New Vegas was really bad.
PS3.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that game innately
isn't that fun.
No, that game isn't innately that fun, but there were a lot of bugs and issues of that game that could have been helped if they would have delayed it a little bit.
And I think a talking point would be Bethesda as a whole.
Of course.
The studio specifically that works on Todd Howard's team. I mean, they do not release polished games all the way back since they've started doing this. I mean, even Oblivion.
Skyrim had game-breaking glitches where if you went to certain quests, you couldn't
complete
them.
Skyrim still has game-breaking glitches. Yeah. I mean, Bethesda probably could just... whatever their time frame is, just add a year. And maybe that's why with Starfield, they're really not giving us much of anything, you know?
Maybe they're going... I mean, it's their new... the first new IP in what? How many years? 10 years? 20 years or something like that?
I think it's at least 10, if not more.
Yeah. They could be taking more time on it, which would be great. I think it would be. And who knows? Like you said, that could have been a soft delay as well, you know? That could have had some issues that we don't know about that they just haven't... told anybody about, and they just keep pushing it back. It's possible, but a lot of people hate delays, and I think sometimes they're necessary, but I think it'd be good to talk about it because it's something that happens all the time, and it's a big topic when things are delayed.
Let's get the elephant in the room out of the way. Cyberpunk.
What are you talking about?
It's a great game.
It got delayed, I think, like 3 times. Right.
Yeah, I was at home thinking it would be my saving grace during the year that was 2020.
Thank God that didn't come out.
Ripped that away from me.
I know, right? We've been so sad. I think the problem is maybe game announcements happened too early because that game got announced in 2015?
2016?
No, way farther back than that.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
It got announced like 2013. Within Witcher 3 time, like real soon, maybe even before Witcher 3 came out.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. That's a fucking long time to say, like, hey, we're coming out with this game. I mean, that's almost a decade then if they were like, hey, this game's coming out. And that just, you can't control the buzz. You can't control the hype that a game's going to get when you're taking that long. Look at Kingdom Hearts 3.
2012.
Holy shit. That was a long time ago.
October 19th, 2012.
What a mistake they made saying they were making that game.
That's why no one believed them when they said, well, really, this is for Xbox Series X and PS5. They're like, you released that shit before the last consoles came out.
What were you working on? Yeah.
Well, that and you
not
know,
before, but
sure.
Well, actually, it would have been.
It would have been. It would have been before
2 years.
It literally went through 2 console generations, and I think the problem with it was they probably had to delete that game a couple times and use assets from them to transfer it over, and they didn't have time to do what they were wanting to do because they were wanting to make this incredibly huge, expansive, intricate environment and storytelling game, but I don't think they had the time for deleting it however many times they had to and redeveloping it.
And I don't want this to turn into just us talking about Cyberpunk, but like they've done that though 3 times.
Yep.
Witcher. Every single time was a... for its time, you know, like Witcher 1 doesn't seem as crazy now.
It sucks.
Yeah. But at the and I think
fucking rough.
And 2, I mean, may stand on its own legs on PC, but 360 it's still but at the time, I mean, those games were pushing the boundary, and 3 to this day is still, you know, considered a lot of people's like greatest RPG of all time. So it's they've done it.
Sure, they've done it, but I what I'm saying is I think with this one, I think they were trying to do too much in the time frame that they...
Their time management was not good at all.
So what's the... So, okay, so we get to... Let's go back to April of 2020, right? Mm-hmm. The game's supposed to come out Or it might have been, was it March when we got
it was,
the...
It, the first one was April because it was supposed to come out right next to Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Okay. So I think we get to March and that's when they finally tell us that it gets delayed. Like, what do you think they should have done instead? Because that's when it got pushed back to September, and then September got pushed back to... There, it got pushed back again after that. I can't remember.
Like a few weeks.
If it was August to September.
Yeah.
Like late August to early September, maybe.
Yeah, mid-September, something like that.
Or it could be
late
July to August. I can't remember off the top of my head. So what do you do then? Do you just rip the release date after having... They made their money back in pre-orders already.
Right.
You know what I mean? After working on it for almost 10 years. Like, what do you do if you're in their position when it comes to delays?
That's the shitty part. There is almost no course correction for what... If we had known where they were at in the development phase, there's no way of coming back from that within good graces of gamers at all.
I've almost never been as excited. Kingdom Hearts 3 is the only other time I've been so excited for a release, and both were shit. So
right.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is better than Cyberpunk, and that's not saying much.
Yeah, I would agree.
Cyberpunk was a major letdown in general, but yeah. like you said, there's no course correction because... They took so many things out of that game to release it when they did. They took wall running out of the game. They were supposed to have tons of environments and wall running scenarios with the Mantis Blades in that entire game.
Yeah, I remember some of those in the trailers.
They took that completely out. The hacking in the game completely changed where you would
down.
Yeah, you would actually like hack into other people's like the enemy's brains and stuff and figure out where things were in the building in the maps that was in their head. Took that completely out. Like, they took a lot of things from that game.
You can go up to a vending machine and then figure out what people are now.
Yeah, sure.
So cool.
Why? Whatever.
What do you think, Chris, on Cyberpunk?
I think the game that we got was nowhere near the game we were offered or promised, however you want to call it. Like Nick was saying, they pulled a bunch of stuff out of the game. I still had fun with it. I was going to make it fun regardless. Because... we were going to play that game.
Right.
We were going to beat that game. When it came out, my girlfriend and I, we are going to play this game. So we didn't have a choice, so we had a good time. But, you know, if you go back and watch the videos, like, it's just a lot of lies, really.
Yeah.
You watch the trailers, and it's, this isn't the game I played at all. What the fuck?
I think the only thing that would have pissed a lot of people off is take away the release date and say, look... we're not done with this game. It's not going to be playable on last-gen consoles anyway, as is. Let us fix this.
Last month, they finally said that it's patched to a point that they're happy with. So last month is where they probably would have released it.
Yep.
So a year later.
Yep. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but, I mean, if you're promising all these things, you better fucking do it. Otherwise, you're going to piss a lot of people off.
So. They pulled a Peter Molyneux for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
So let's switch it up and talk about the delay that worked out for the better. Can you guys think of an example?
X-Men Origins, Wolverine.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
It was supposed to come out with the movie, right?
Yep. And then the movie got delayed, so they got some polish time.
Oh,
It's one of the best licensed games I think ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Licensed being, you know, based off of a franchise of a movie or, you know, comic book. And it's up there. Combos are great. It's got gore, which... you know, they couldn't do in the movie anyway, so that was sweet.
It doesn't overstay. That genre can kind of overstay its welcome if, like, you don't have something driving it still. So, like, yeah. I mean, it was solid, 8 to 10 hours, maybe?
Yeah, typical movie game.
But you could also go into the, whatever it is, the X-Men...
The Danger Room.
The Danger Room and just fucking play to your heart's content.
Yeah, that was dope.
I'm not even sure. I could be wrong. But originally, was the regeneration, was that part of it? Or did they had the basic game done and they're like, let's make him regenerate.
I think you're right. I think that was something they added after they had time to... Yeah, because it makes sense. Why wouldn't he have that ability?
Yeah, let's watch his skin and his bones come back.
Yeah, that was
that
sweet.
And, Dead Space are, the two coolest ways to see, where your health's at.
Oh, Dead Space is awesome. That's classic.
Remake.
Yeah.
Another time frame.
We can briefly say this fucking exciting, because that shit'll get delayed, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Probably. The Final Fantasy VII Remake was delayed by... about a month.
10 years.
Yeah, right. It was delayed about a month from its original planned release date, and they went back and they did what they said they're going to do. They polished up the game. They covered a lot of bugs, and they even had videos where they showed the areas where they needed polish on, and they showed the differences in. So that's an example of, hey, you know what? If we want to give you the game that we promise you, we need to push this back a little bit. and we need to fix these things. And that's what they did.
Did they learn that from the demo they released? How soon was the demo out before the game?
For 7?
It was a few months.
It was
2 or 3 months beforehand.
Square Enix does do a great job. They've done that since 15.
Mm-hmm.
Of 15. Now, Kingdom Hearts 3 had one, but I mean, that couldn't have changed overall. But they do use those as kind of, you know, feelers to see what people are thinking of the overall product. Because from the time that the Final Fantasy 15 demo came out, the actual game, they did make some changes that people had talked about.
It's a
way
to do it. That's an awesome way to be like, try our game. This is what it's generally going
to
be about.
Those are usually supposed to be for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Demo. I mean, I think more studios should do demos that like that, because like you said, you know, people are going to see small little intricate details that, you know, when you're looking at something constantly, you know, 80 hours a week trying to code a game or, you know, try to fix bugs or something, you might miss something. So that fresh pair of eyes that's playing the game, who's looking at it from a different perspective, they could see something that you don't. And mm-hmm. they're like, oh, you should fix this. And oh, perfect. Yes, I'll fix that. Honestly, also early access games, those are smart. Those are actually pretty smart in a sense.
Count that as a demo is the problem.
I don't either, but I'm just saying early access.
It's not a AAA release either.
Right. Early access games are, I think that's a smart way to go, though.
I mean, so like, what's that new game? Ghost Hunters Corp. It's mm-hmm. $18.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the game's full retail going to be when it comes out?
When they're fully done with it, I'm going to say probably $25-$30.
Okay. It's obviously a way better deal if it ends up being $30 mm-hmm. when it comes out, paying roughly half for a game.
Yeah.
We get to play it, we get to try it, and we get the, we get to look forward to updates, which mm-hmm. I think is cool. Yeah, it is a good way, I think, of doing smaller games. I don't think it applies to the AAA stuff.
You know what one of the biggest games to do early access is? One of the biggest games ever made?
Minecraft.
PUBG.
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
What's Minecraft?
Minecraft.
A game I'm playing again right now.
That game was out for
5 years
before.
That's still only a $20 game though, right?
It's $30
It's like the most profitable game ever made. But
right.
Yeah.
I do not know if that's true. It's one of the
most
profitable.
Yeah.
Wii Sports.
No. Madden makes about
11 billion per year.
A billy yeah. off of... Well, anyway.
An example I have is the first Subnautica game. That one was in early access for like 3.5, almost 4 years before the 1.0.
After a while.
Yeah, before the 1.0 came out. I paid $10 for it. It's a $30 game.
Yeah.
And
great value.
I remember playing it one time, and if you saw a bug, you could press F8 and or take a screenshot, whatever, and you could put it in there and an email and say, hey, this is what I noticed. Or if you just had suggestions. There's a thing called a moon pool that you could dock your small little one-person sub in, right? I made two of them, but it only lets you dock it into one. It wouldn't – if you docked it into one, you couldn't dock it in the other. But if you made multiple bases, that made things difficult. So I pressed F8. I sent him an email. And as I'm playing the game, I shit you not, the game stops, gives me an update. I get back in there. I get an email back from them saying, that's a really good idea. And all of a sudden, I can dock it into the other moon pool.
That's fucking cool.
And I was like,
that's kind of creepy.
Oh,
actually.
Shit. And those games are now, you know, sold as physical copies on Xbox One, PS4. And this was on PC back in the day. And I was like, wow, that's really fucking cool. So I don't know. Maybe I think more games.
You're a game developer.
They put your name in the credits?
No. Hell no, they didn't.
Beta tester, Nick.
Yeah. But
I mean, that's what you, I mean, I guess if you pay for early access, you're a paid beta tester, really. But
sure.
Like,
there's
or you're a paying beta tester, but.
At a discount.
Yeah, I think it's always cool, like, when the major release shooters are like, hey, play this game this weekend. Let's see what the fuck happens. Like, Battlefield 3 and 4 were like, Jesus Christ, this is fucking, oh, they're crossing.
Long, stretchy arms.
Yeah.
Well, some of that shit was scary, but mm-hmm. I mean, imagine how awful it would have been if they'd have been like, I mean, there's been games that like, we're not doing an open beta test, and you're like, oh, really? Aliens, Colonial Marines? Cool. And that was actually the best part of the Aliens, Colonial Marines was the multiplayer, because it was done by a different developer than Aliens, Colonial Marines.
Why does that game keep fucking
because
being
we love aliens
up.
And it keeps fucking coming back.
Yeah,
and fire team's coming out. It's only 3
ready?
Player. Fucking bullshit.
Ready for the first major delayed game that I remember?
Sure.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh yeah,
that game was in development since the PS2.
It was in development for 10 years.
10 years. That means that at least would have been the PS2, if not PS1.
Yeah.
And at that point, Duke Nukem wasn't even relevant anymore. Like, no, most kids didn't even know what that was.
Serious Sam.
Yeah, I love that game, series. But yeah, it just, I remember Duke Nukem, like the catchphrases, but I never really played that game. And then this Duke Nukem Forever kept getting popped up. And then we had boxes for it at GameStop.
It bounced from studio to studio as well, because Gearbox wasn't the first one to get it.
You're right. Yeah, it just kept going on and going on. And finally, we got like promotions for it. And even that got delayed, like, what, another year after we got those? That game was awful.
Very bad. When it did very come out.
You didn't like throwing poop?
You could write with the poop.
The poop.
The poopy.
There was boob. There was boob plants.
Boob plants.
Sorry for the delay there. It sounds awesome again. What are you talking
boob
about?
And boob alien plants that he would touch and make hair. I mean, what's not to love about that?
Yeah, I think that game was just completely not in touch with reality. I don't know how else to talk about it.
Let Gearbox make Borderlands, and that's it.
Who owns that?
IP?
2K. Yeah.
2K.
Oh, no. Who owns Borderlands?
No, Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem.
It's 2K.
I think it's Gearbox. Still Gearbox that owns it. Because
They bought the rights to that game?
Yeah.
I think
that
people
IP?
people kept buying it from someone else and they revived it.
Jesus Christ.
Randy Pitchford was talking a lot of game about how he was going to make the next one even better. It's a tough order to fill.
I don't think there'll be a next one.
Yeah. It just shows that, like, any game that has to switch developers like that, it's usually not a good sign.
No.
There's another one that, if you think, I mean, it is absolutely a delay and a rebirth, and that, you know, that's almost kind of a not a different topic, but Doom. I mean, Doom was born out of the ashes of
almost
Doom 4.
Almost more of a cancellation.
Yeah.
Into a,
because that was delayed, and then they were like, this is not the product that. So that was,
because it was going to be for a while, it was going to be like a boots on the ground Call of Duty shooter with,
you were
going to
see
hell
what Earth was like during all that.
Right.
Which we did get in Doom Eternal.
Okay, no, I'll play it.
Yeah, it's not great.
Shut up. That game's awesome.
It's not as good. I don't care.
That game's still fucking great.
It's still fucking great, but it's not as good.
Okay.
And then
apples and oranges.
A big game, what was called the first next-gen game for PS4 and Xbox One. They got delayed, and it did absolutely shit for it. Hot Dogs. I mean, Watch Dogs.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Man. Yeah. I get pissed every time I think about Watch Dogs.
So do I.
First gameplay trailer, and he's like, you go slow-mo, and the rain is, like, slowly moving, and when he shoots the gun, the shells come out, and you, like...
I think we're in a scary time where tech demos are definitely a thing.
Yeah.
And they love to show those off, like, this is our game, but it's not even close.
Right.
Well, fucking Cyberpunk, before it was released, they had that gameplay video where they had the dude with the controller.
Yeah.
And it was completely bullshit.
Yep.
It wasn't even real. Like, what a dick move, man. I mean, people they've done that for a while, but it's better to have a controller like disconnect and have it sell it a little more. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just going through some interesting video, notorious video game delays of history.
Oh, okay. Bring it on us.
Apparently, Prey was first announced in 1995.
What?
Prey or Prey 2?
Prey.
Oh, I like the first Prey.
But when did Prey actually come out?
2006.
And then the second Prey
was scrapped.
Was scrapped,
crazy.
Completely scrapped.
And then they re-released it as
Beyond
Prey
Good and Evil 2.
Oh, yes, man. I was going to bring that up. Oh, okay. Yeah,
real quick.
Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Prey, originally, was that going to be made by the Quake people? Do you know?
It doesn't say on here. This is just talking about some of the notorious delays, basically.
Was Prey 1, was the original Prey even under ZeniMax?
No, I don't think so.
They bought that IP, right?
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah. I liked that game, just putting it out there. It was really cool. Just how they did the Quake kind of gameplay, but you had the portals and you can walk on walls. It's pretty interesting.
The initial announcement of Duke Nukem Forever was 1997, and it came out in 2011.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, so it was more than 10 years.
Yeah, it was more than 10 years.
You're fucking kidding me. That is stupid.
That is really stupid.
2011?
That was 15 years.
Yeah, that's insane. Twilight Princess was delayed 6 months. Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess.
That's probably why it's got a weird Wii port.
Mm-hmm. Perfect Dark Zero was intended for the GameCube.
That shows.
Yep.
That checks.
That tracks. Would have
been
a fine
GameCube game.
Yeah, it would have been decent.
They like put some extra shine on it. They're like, there. Now it's a fucking 360.
Too Human was announced originally for the PlayStation 1.
Yep. I've never played it.
What?
You never played it?
I've never played 2.
You
it's real bad.
With the right analog stick.
Dude.
It's really bad.
For real, 2 Human ends where you think it's about to start getting good. You get the ending of the game when you're like, all right, here we go. It's going to be, and you're like, oh shit, that's the end.
That's it.
Oh, fuck.
Silicon Knights.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, that game actually, I think, got kind of expensive if you have a physical copy of it.
Yeah.
Because they're not allowed to make it. They're not allowed to make it anymore.
To destroy them.
And then, yes. And then secondly, on the box, if you do happen to have one, it talks about being the Mass Effect killer.
Yeah, I remember that.
So it killed it, all right.
So close.
Yeah, Mass Effect did kill it. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Wake was delayed 6 years.
Oh.
Yep.
It was supposed to come out on PS2 and Xbox Original?
Yep. It sure was.
Interesting.
That game felt right for when it came out. It didn't feel like a PS2 game.
It had to
have. It's simple, but.
It needed so the what's extra the difference? Tech for the flashlight because that's technology.
Still a long, yeah. That's still a long time between.
I would say it's probably Remedy. Considering it is a game studio, but considering they were popular for the Max Payne games, but that's really all they had going for them. They weren't a big studio for a long time. They're bigger now, obviously, with, you know, Control and Alan Wake being as popular Quantum Break. And they have the backing of Microsoft now. So, you know, that's big for them, but yeah, they weren't that big of a developer. So I think apparently Resident Evil 4, that makes sense. Resident Evil 4 was delayed 6 years because it was
going to be Devil May Cry.
It was, yep. Devil May Cry was originally supposed to be Resident Evil 4. So that was a big one.
I'm seeing somewhat of a trend in that certain developers handle delays a lot better than others.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that Japanese studios handle delays a lot better than Western studios.
I'd agree.
They don't want to bring dishonor on their family. I mean, honestly, they don't want to be, they don't want to feel dishonorable. Like, that's a big deal over there. So they're like, have you ever heard of a guy named Dante?
There's not a lot of AAA, I'll go on the record. There's not a lot of AAA Japanese-made games that come out that aren't, like, fully polished. I mean, a lot of times their patches are, like, new content for you.
Ninja Gaiden 3. Oh, sorry, I have a cold. What? What were we talking about?
You got the Rona?
No, Ninja Gaiden 3.
Get the fuck out. Fuck out.
That's worse than the Rona. Did you play that?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Trash. And then they called it Razor's Edge and made it playable.
Edgelord? Razor's Edgelord?
Sorry, I was just thinking of one Japanese developer.
Sure, there's going to be some, but...
It was because Tobunobu Itagaki left, and he made the best game of all time.
Shut up. Stop. We're not talking about him anymore.
What game was it?
Fuck you.
Yeah. No, that wasn't it.
Damn it. And of course, The Last Guardian.
That was delayed.
That was delayed 9 years.
Okay.
Yeah, it was okay, but you know, it was supposed to be a part of the Ico and or Ico, however you say it, and Shadow Colossus. Yeah, Ico and Shadow Colossus series. And it took 9 years for that bitch to come out, and it was okay. It was whatever.
Hype and nostalgia goggles can really change delays. You know, like Kingdom Hearts 3. I mean,
there was no way.
How do you meet that?
There's no way.
2 was so good. 2 was so good, and 1 was great too. And
the problem is the side games are really fucking good too.
Like Dream Drop Distance,
great.
Birth by Sleep,
358 over 2. So they had the components to make a great Kingdom Hearts 3. And man, I think he was just too busy with Final Fantasy. Honestly,
probably.
Yeah, they split him too far.
Tetsuya Nomura.
Thank you.
Yeah, and they kind of took Final Fantasy completely out of it almost.
They did.
There is no Final Fantasy.
Yeah, there is no Final Fantasy in 3
until you get to last.
There's a Moogle. World.
Yeah. Woo. And that was part of the charm of the original Kingdom Hearts and part of the fun.
Cloud's going to show up and beat my ass.
Yeah.
Cloud, Sephiroth.
Oh, dude, Sephiroth's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You instantly die in 2 if you don't start jamming the triangle button. Like, he just kills you.
Yep.
Yeah. And instead, they gave us nothing. Yep. Nothing in the third game.
So yes, there are some examples, right? You know, but I mean, like Final Fantasy 15, that game was great. You know,
it was really good.
That was delayed for what, like 8 years, or is in development for like 8 years?
Yeah,
or something?
8 years, I think.
Final Fantasy 14 Reborn.
That's the Realm
Reborn. Realm Reborn. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is that rivals. It's the only MMO that rivals.
Wow!
At this point, for subscribers,
it just like had to lock people out for a while.
Yeah, they stopped selling the game because there was too many people playing it. That's insane.
It's fun.
That's impressive.
I haven't played it. I need to try it at some point, but I've never played it.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Can you fish?
I'm sure you, actually, yes, I'm like 100% positive you can fish.
That's like my favorite thing to do in MMOs.
Dude, just my favorite thing is just to be like, where are we going today? Oh, this is nice. And then I don't play for like 5 months.
Well, there you go.
You know, what's sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It's fine.
The reverse of the delay, though, is when a company's like, here's a game. Like
you mean the small developers that are like, will you put this on PS5 for me, please?
No, I'm saying someone big, like Respawn, where they're
just
like,
releasing Titanfall.
They're just like, no, not Titanfall.
Oh, I'm sorry, Apex.
Apex, where they're like, maybe it was like a week before. They're like,
it was a week because I told Jesse.
Respawn is working on a new game, and everybody was like, Titanfall 3. And yep. They were like, it's not Titanfall 3, and we're like, oh, what the fuck is it? And then they just like, here's a game.
It's the biggest battle royale out there.
Is it?
I mean, Fortnite's still.
Can you think of a game that was delayed and then just canceled that had at least a delay? Don't say Scalebound because it didn't have a fucking delay. It just got canceled.
StarCraft Ghost. I don't even like StarCraft, and that game sounded amazing.
Yeah.
And it never came out.
What is it?
Go ahead. No.
I was going to say it was going to be Splinter Cell in the WoW universe, basically.
Yeah.
In the Blizzard in the StarCraft universe.
Yeah. You're basically gonna have like a squad of I don't know StarCraft very well, so you're gonna be a squad from that universe.
Squad.
And it sounded cool, it looked really cool. I wasn't into StarCraft, but I liked that aesthetic. So I was gonna be able to get into that because I liked Diablo. I got into WoW a little bit, so that was the one Blizzard like property I never got into, and that was my way into it, and it never came out.
It was totally StarCraft. It had nothing to do with WoW.
No, it was StarCraft.
I apologize.
Fable Legends.
Was the VR one came out, right?
The VR one came out. This was supposed to be
something. Oh, this was the asymmetric, yes, the 4v1.
Yes, mm-hmm.
You were looking forward to that?
No.
Oh, okay.
He just said, was there a game?
I just said one to remember.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fable Legends was one. I know it got delayed like twice, and then they were like, it's not coming out because we're just going to reboot the series, which I like. So we'll see what, or at least I think it's a reboot. Complete reboot.
It is
okay.
Yeah, it's just called Fable.
Okay, good. I'm trying to think of
something. SOCOM was supposed to have a PS3.
Yes, I remember that. Sure. Okay,
and Sony was like, it's coming, and they're like, it ain't coming.
Oh, there was a Siphon Filter game also.
Oh shit,
that was originally announced and then got delayed and then canceled completely.
Was there gonna be a Black 2?
Yes, there was gonna be a Black 2.
Oh.
I don't know if it ever got delayed. I just know it was.
It might have just
been canceled.
Guys.
What?
Silent Hills.
Oh.
Did that get delayed, though?
Oh, my God.
It just all around got canceled, I guess.
Yeah,
because Homeboy got canceled by Konami.
This one will hurt you.
Oh.
Star Wars 1313.
Oh, shit. I was super excited for that game, too.
This is hurting. Why did you ask this question?
It's a good question, but goddamn. Dude, the Silent Hills one's making me cry inside right now.
Technically, Prey 2, as we know.
Yeah,
it got
the original Prey 2. Yep.
The original theory for that game, original concept, it looked fucking badass.
I mean, I loved the original game, so I was like, hell yeah, sequel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just saw Silent Hills again. Ooh, StarCraft Ghost. Mega Man Legends 3 got canceled. That was really upsetting.
What was that going to be on?
That would have been back in...
Like GameCube?
3DS era.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that game?
Metroid Dread did get canceled until it got revived, because that was supposed to be a Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah. Star Wars Battlefront 3.
Yes.
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 3.
Yes, ooh, both of those. Mm-hmm. And I think Knights of the Old Republic 3 was going to be done by the studio that did the second one, which was not BioWare.
Correct.
And then there was some change-up that happened. I don't know if it was during the Disney buyout era or if just Force Unleashed was so popular that they decided to just stick. I don't know what it was, but something happened because they were working on that game. There's like, I don't know if it's concept art or what, but Battlefront 3, there's full fucking levels.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a beta version of that game out there. They got leaked and concept art, all that stuff. Like, that was very far into development.
Knights of the Old Republic 3 had a gameplay trailer at E3.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. It wasn't as far along as Battlefront 3 was. Yeah. But, yeah, it was, disheartening. But they did kind of reuse assets into the Old Republic.
Yeah.
Jade Empire 2.
Was that a thing?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. What the fuck?
Dude, that game was awesome. And doesn't get enough really recognition.
Yes. The only BioWare game I played to the end.
You didn't play the Mass Effect games?
Not a one.
What?
My friend.
My man.
My friend, Cameron, shout out to Cameron, was like, you gotta play Mass Effect. It's like Gears of War, but it's got a story. And I was like, Gears of War has a story. And I played it for like 10 minutes and was like, oof, trash.
Shepard.
Already cool.
You're calling Mass Effect trash right now?
Yeah.
And we'll be back after these messages.
There was a good one. It was like started with an A, Andromeda, I think, or something like that.
Crack that shit.
Do it.
Mm. Sorry for the delay.
Sorry for the delay.
Sleeping Dogs was originally True Crime. Hong Kong.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Was made by whoever did True Crime, and then it went to Sleepy By. Square Enix heard about it. They bought it and finished it.
Yep. Yeah. That's a great game, too.
Fantastic game.
Yeah, let's get a little round of applause.
Fucking Sleeping Dogs, baby.
For Sleeping Dogs, phenomenal game. I think we talked about it last time.
You
honestly
did talk about it last week, yeah.
But
they're cute little puppies, too.
Let them lie.
You cannot tell. You're lying if you could tell that that game was something else beforehand. I mean, I think really they just had to touch it up a bit and then just name it something else. But
I mean, if they would have called it True Crime Hong Kong, I wouldn't have been like, this should be something else.
Which,
I mean,
first of all, RIP to True Crime, because that was a great series.
That was a cool series, yeah.
What, it was at True Crime LA and New York?
New York.
Yeah, that was a great
series. Streets of New York was, is it Streets of New York?
Yeah, True Crime Streets of New York.
What's that Def Jam? That's Fight for New York.
Fight,
never mind.
Yeah, Fight for
New York. You're right. Sorry.
You want to start talking about something now? Hold on. Hold on now.
I had a good one. I forgot it.
So did I. It's literally just was that. Oh, wasn't there going to be a Prototype 3?
No.
Oh. I wish it was a Prototype 3.
There was going to be a Mercenaries Inc. There's going to be a Mercenaries 3 called Mercenaries Inc. There's a like 30-second gameplay trailer out there. And God, if you're listening,
wasn't Street Fighter 5 delayed?
No, but like Street Fighter versus Tekken versus Street Fighter was delayed and then just canceled.
And then
Grand Theft Auto 5 was absolutely delayed.
Oh yes,
because we had the POP for that said like what, September?
Yeah,
of
I remember that. It was
11, 12, whatever it was, and it came out next year.
Yep.
But kudos to them because that game, single player wise, extremely polished. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing they've ever, I think, had to do to that game except add more music to the radio stations.
Because it was ass.
Yeah, that was the only thing they changed with the PS5.
It was the online stuff they had the most problems with. But otherwise, yeah, the single player of that was pretty awesome.
Online was unplayable.
Yeah, online, unfortunately, is like an add-on to the game. It's not even really part of the game.
It was like that with Red Dead 2, which that was another one that was delayed, actually.
Was it really?
Yeah, that was delayed
that's why it took so long.
By like five or six months, actually. Oh. But single player came out pretty much great, aside from, you know, the few glitches you get here and there, but
and the tricks you can get for infinite money.
Yeah,
hey, I liked that one.
Yeah, I used that.
Games
I
that
totally
should have been delayed.
That.
Assassin's Creed Unity.
Oh man, that game should
they
have never
put that
came
out.
They did put that out,
but then they came out with Syndicate, which is actually a really decent game. That's and then nobody bought it because everybody was afraid from Unity.
Is that the
London one where they had the whole squad of dudes?
Where he plays the Averys.
Yes.
Tex Avery show?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, when it comes down to it, delays can be good, can be bad. A lot of times, if they're delayed consistently, you know that there's some developer issues, and it's probably going to be shit when it comes out.
Beyond Good and Evil 2.
I hope. I can only pray for that game, because the original game is so unique and original. I just don't know what they're going to do at this point. I mean,
apparently, it's not dead. They actually came out recently and said, hey, this isn't dead.
How many trailers have we seen for that?
Well,
the original trailer for it's not actually what the game is anymore.
Correct.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think we've seen at least two, maybe. I feel like there's been three different, like.
Well, they've even had a gameplay trailer for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing, too, that I'm always hesitant, or I have started to not even give a shit about. If all you have for me is a cinematic trailer, fuck off. I felt about that for Diablo 4, but then found out afterwards they did show gameplay video, just wasn't a part of the E3 presentation. So
correct, yes, they did. Yep.
But if you just have a cinematic trailer for me, fuck off.
You're a fucking liar.
Yeah,
it's an idea of a joke of a thought.
You're right. It's a proof of concept, basically,
like that one game,
Redfall.
Redfall. Yep. Like, looks cool in theory. I like those themes.
There's gameplay now.
Oh, is there really?
You can, well, yes, there's a couple hours of gameplay now. Well, and that's the other thing. They don't do a good job because we are avid gamers. Our podcast is based around gaming, and Jesse didn't even know that there was gameplay out for that.
Yep.
Like, you're doing a bad job.
It's also proof that that those proof of concepts don't work, because when that first showed, everybody thought it was like a Left 4 Dead type game.
Yeah.
Turns out it's like an RPG type game, and you're like, what the fuck?
With single player and multiplayer.
Yeah, exactly. I had no idea. So yeah, I agree with you to an extent. I mean, it can get me like, oh, that looks interesting. At least the concept of it is interesting. And then other than that, I need to see gameplay. I need to.
I don't want cinematic trailers. I don't want to see them. I want to see someone holding a controller and playing the game for real.
Yeah.
So that I know that that's what I'm actually going to get close to, maybe.
Amen.
You see these trailers and you're like, holy shit. And then you're like, oh, it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up. What the fuck was that, you know?
Yes.
I mean, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
No. We've all probably could count on two hands how many times at E3 we've started to watch a trailer and we're like, okay. And then, like, so the trailer's dope, and then you watch the gameplay and you're like, nope, never mind.
Godfall.
Yes. I was like, oh, this looks kind of dope. And then I was like, no. Well, and then you know what else I saw that made me not want to touch it? Gearbox.
Oh.
Because if it's not Borderlands, it ain't worth it.
It's not worth it. Yep.
Run far away.
I'm kind of iffy on whatever the new one's called.
Tina Turner's Classic Adventures.
Tiny Wonderland.
I don't know.
Tiny Tina's Wonderland. Because it's in the Borderlands universe, but it's not Borderlands 4, and the pre-sequel was a game.
But they did they even make the pre-sequel?
Yeah.
Their company did. It was 2K Australia.
Yeah, 2K is a big place.
Yeah.
Gearbox Australia. I don't fucking
can't
know.
Trust them.
Australia.
Dirty Australia. Aussies. Do we have an audience in Australia?
I hope so.
Less than 1%.
Woo!
What up, Prison Island?
That's what you are. You know that, right? Now you do.
What if America was like a prison island and they just didn't really discuss it well? They're like, thanks for tuning in to this episode that's been all about delays. We appreciate you listening thus far. This far. Fuck!